beautiful for patriot dreams that sees beyond the years.
My alabaster cities gleam, untimed by you, my tears.
America, America,
God shed his grace on
thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Please join us on the last chorus.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea,
and crown thy good with brotherhood
from sea to shining sea.
Thank y'all. God bless you.
You are indeed listening to coverage of the 46th Annual Convention of the American Council of the Blind. They didn't have radio at the first convention, but hey, we've got it here. I don't know how many years it's been that we've had the convention streamed, but this is going to be the best one yet. So, there we go. I think we've got one more song coming up from Mike and Allison. So let's just listen to a bit of background, get a bit of atmosphere.
We will begin in about 2 minutes. If everybody can take their seats, we'll begin in about 2 minutes.
I told him, he said, y'all get there. I said, well, I'm coming.
You got it.
All right. Well, we are really getting ready to begin. Let me give you an idea about what we're working with here. We are in the very back corner of the room. That generated some applause. Maybe they want us in the back corner of the room. We're in the very back corner.
Don't keep saying it, Molly.
I know.
Don't keep saying it.
And what's happening now is
ladies and gentlemen,
here we go.
Gentlemen, let us come to order and welcome to the 46th annual convention of the American Council of the Blind. Let's begin by thanking the great entertainment that we had. I wish it was more, but they didn't have the right microphones right away. But it was a beautiful entertainment from Michael and Allison Smitherman, Jackson, Mississippi. I'd like now to introduce for the invocation the Reverend Robin Two Bulls, Missioner. He is the Director of Indian Work for the Episcopal Diocese of Minnesota, and I'll bring him up now to give the invocation.
Good evening. I'll say a prayer first in my native language, Lakota, followed by its English translation, and then a prayer for this great gathering. Let us pray. Monia wanka una nahi unkani apie machpia ataha petaon oyayo yambu yampie. Spirit of mercy, truth and love, shed your influence from above and still age to age convey the wonders of this sacred day. Be with this great gathering, Creator God, as they meet to share in your kaleidoscope of opportunities. O Lord, let my prayer be set forth in your sight as incense, lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Heche tu wealo. Amen.
Thank you very much, Reverend Two Bulls. We will now have a presentation of the colors, and to do that, we have the color guard. They're a junior ROTC from Creighton Durham High School, led by student commander Bully.
Okay. The Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, David Trott, for the Pledge of Allegiance. And now to present the Star-Spangled Banner from Duluth, Minnesota, Stephanie dawn.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That was great.
A beautiful rendition of a very difficult song to sing. That was Stephanie Dawn from Duluth, Minnesota. Very beautifully done.
So one thing I like about your national anthem, you are not afraid to do various versions of it. Now,
yes.
In the UK, we don't. We do it absolutely straight. But whereas here, you have Stevie Wonder doing a soul version or whatever.
Yeah,
and that, I think, is absolutely great.
Yeah, it's...
If you haven't sat down already,
it truly
you may
is.
Be...
And back to President Chris Gray.
So do I, and that's them, I think. That's their end, that's not mine. Sorry, I can't help that.
I guess it's alright for you to sit down. Yeah.
Yeah. We're up now. We're okay now. We also have a color of things. I've already done that, Larry. Yeah. Yeah, I've already done that.
We have...
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Is Sheila Bell in the room? If Sheila Bell is in the room, or anybody who knows Sheila can get a message to her, she needs to go to the registration desk in the morning. It seems that some of her tickets fell out. They've been found, and she can get them from Lane Waters at the registration desk. And for other announcements, I will now recognize a member of our board of directors, our coordinator for this convention, ladies and gentlemen, Carla Rushable.
Thank you. Hello. Are we having fun?
Yeah.
All right. I have a few announcements for you. A couple are reminders, but because it's a change in how we've done things, I want to just bring it to your attention again. Last year at the convention, Alice Malbone made a contribution of $800 to bring back the convention ear. And that is a very expensive service. And thanks to the help of HumanWare, we now have been able to bring back the convention ear, and I just wish Alice was here tonight. The number for those of you who are new and don't know what that is, the conventioneer is a service where you can call a telephone number and listen. Right now, you can listen to the newspaper. As the week goes on, you're going to be able to listen to other things that get handed out at the information desk, like constitution and bylaw amendments, the delegate list, and so on, will be recorded on the convention ear. So if you can't read Braille or you can't read print and you want to be able to listen to it, it's as close as your telephone. The number in the Hyatt is 6370. 6370 from any Hyatt house phone, and that includes your room phone. If you are not in the Hyatt or if you wish to use your cell phone at any time, the number is 612-336-6370. Also, the copy of the newspapers, tomorrow you will be able to begin getting electronic copies of those at the information desk before noon. If you will bring your compact disc, your SD card, or your thumb drive to the information desk, we will be able to copy the files onto your media of choice for you. And finally, in that area, the newspaper also has been uploaded now for Saturday and Sunday on the ACB convention list, so people outside of the convention, as well as people here, can receive an electronic copy of the paper that way. I have two other brief announcements. I want to remind you that the CCLVI dance will follow the general session, and it is in Greenway F, and it will be lots of fun. So go by, and just you can get a ticket at the door and have a grand time tonight. The other one announcement quickly that I have, and I'll have many more in the morning, is concerning the cafe. We announced inadvertently that it'd be fried chicken today, and it turned out to be lasagna. You all just thought that was lasagna. It's really chicken. Somebody told me I was going to have to go kill the chicken, and I said, you know, I know how to delegate authority. So tomorrow night I have delegated authority, and we are going to have fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and green beans in the ACB Cafe, and the price is $8. And one other reminder on the cafe, and I will go away. Remember that tomorrow is MaxiAids Monday. In your registration bag is your Maxi Money. And that little coupon, about the size of a business card, has one corner clipped off. And that is good for a dollar off on any purchase at the ACB Cafe tomorrow. You must use that one tomorrow. And, Mr. President, that concludes my announcements. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Carla.
Oh, excuse me, President. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
For anybody who needs an assistive listening device, they are not at the sound booth this year, the recording booth, as they have been at other years. If you need an assistive listening device, you need to go to registration and get one there. I don't think you can do that tonight, as far as I know. But that's where the listening devices are, and feel free to go there first thing in the morning and pick one up. We always try and get a dignitary to welcome us to a state where we come to meet, and we always try and go for the governor or, you know, the mayor or maybe the mayor last time, the last election and so forth. And it's always a bit of a guess as to who it will be. The person I'm about to introduce is not the person on the program, but I'm sure he is considered a dignitary by many, many blind people here in Minnesota. He's the head of the Minnesota Agency for the Blind. He's the director of the agency. His name is Chuck Hamilton, and he's here to welcome us and to deliver a proclamation on behalf of the state of Minnesota. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Hamilton.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming.
My pleasure. I've been here all day.
Okay, great. President Gray, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. It is my honor to present you a proclamation from our Governor, Tim Pawlenty. Whereas the American Council of the Blind is a national consumer-based advocacy organization working on behalf of blind and visually impaired Americans, and whereas the American Council of the Blind strives to improve the quality of life for blind and visually impaired Americans by endeavoring to ensure equal opportunities for blind and visually impaired individuals, and whereas the American Council of the Blind has been providing information, resources, and help to people with a vision loss since 1961, and whereas more than 3,000 members and friends of the American Council of the Blind from across the United States and several other nations will assemble for their 46th annual convention in Minneapolis, Minnesota, June 30th through July 7th, 2007, and whereas the American Council of the Blind of Minnesota, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, is hosting this convention, and whereas the American Council of the Blind convention will be attended by students, seniors, teachers, artists, musicians, braille readers, guide dog users, people with low vision, and many others, and whereas the programs and discussions held during the convention will address topics including education, rehabilitation, technology, diabetes, employment, voter access, and much more, and whereas the proceedings of this convention will be broadcast live to a worldwide audience over ACB Radio, an internet radio station operated by American Council of the Blind, and whereas Minnesota is a leader in protecting the rights of and for people with all types of disabilities, now therefore I, Tim Pawlenty, Governor of Minnesota, do hereby proclaim the week of June 30th through July 7th, 2007 as American Council of the Blind Week in the state of Minnesota. That was signed by Governor Pawlenty and Secretary of State Mark Ritchie. A couple of things. People come to a new place and wonder what it's like here and what are the people like and where do they come from. And just a couple of little pieces for you. We're known as the land of 10,000 lakes, 15,000 potholes, and 20 million mosquitoes. In fact, our state bird is the mosquito. Just kidding. That's a joke, okay? It's a joke. It's underlined here. It's just a joke. On a more serious note, Minnesota was also the home of United States Senator Thomas D. Shaw. Ever heard of him? Well, most of you have not, but he remains important to all of us in the room today. In 1929, Senator Shaw brought forth the first bill in Congress to provide employment opportunities for blind businessmen and women on federal property. It was a tough fight, one not supported generally by the agencies for the blind at the time and thought to be unconstitutional. By the way, Senator Shaw was a blind attorney. Most of you know what was ultimately the result of his initial efforts. In 1936, the Randolph-Shepard Act was passed, which was this nation's first public rehabilitation initiative for the blind. It served to show that, indeed, blind people could work competitively. This opportunity led to changes in federal rehabilitation law in the 1940s that finally welcomed blind people into the vocational rehabilitation system. Minnesota is also the home of another blind elected official, Representative Tori Westrum of Elbow Lake, Minnesota. Representative Westrum was here today. He's a veteran of 11 years in the House, the legislature of Minnesota, and will be here also tomorrow doing a presentation. Minnesota is also the birthplace of the Radio Talking Book Network, the first radio reading service for the blind. The service has been copied for use around the world. And finally, Minnesota also developed the second dial-in news service in the country. While you are here in the Twin Cities, I invite you to use our dial-in news Instructions are available on the conventioneer as well as from the ACB information desk. On behalf of Governor Tim Pawlenty, welcome to Minnesota, have fun, and of course, spend lots of money. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the coverage of the 46th Annual Convention of the American Council of the Blind from Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is ACB Radio Mainstream.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Let me get this microphone situated just a little bit if I can. It's always a challenge to read and not hold the mic and remember where the heck it is. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I shall present my final formal report to you as President of the American Council of the Blind. My plan is to talk with you about what we've been able to accomplish over this past year and to provide some perspective on items that highlight the past 6 years of my service as your President. Before doing any of this, though, I've got a question for you. How has it been that we've taken so long to hold a convention in Minneapolis, Minnesota? Would I be right in believing that you're all having a good time this week?
I think they will, might be, and so we all are.
Good food, good weather. A great set of volunteers. Let's not forget our great staff in Minneapolis. We've all known our staff here for a long time, but we've certainly gotten to know them and will continue to get to know them better this week. And I've got a couple of extra special things to mention about this staff and maybe some of our other staff as well. For example, Elaine Vining, are you here? I knew you would be. What about Mike? Is he here? Well, someone happened to mention to me that today, this very day, is your 18th wedding anniversary. Shall we give them a quick happy anniversary? Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Two other, you're welcome. And you thought we wouldn't find out. Now, two other members of our staff here are Quan and Chi. And are you guys here? Oh, great. I thought you would be. Stand up. Take a bow. Quan and Chi's just turned, I'll let her tell you this. They have a young daughter who is one of ACB's youngest volunteers, and I told her today I was going to ask her to say hello and maybe one or two sentences to you. So let's see if she won't be too shy to say hi to us, Vivi. Okay, she doesn't want to come up. Well, she just turned 6. She's been down in the office stuffing envelopes for the last several weeks and just having a great time. And, of course, we have a person in charge of the Minneapolis office, someone who you're just getting to meet this week, someone who we've known now for a while in ACB, but he's fairly new. And his name, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Lane Waters. Lane, say hello. And, of course, let me also call your attention to a person who is not here with us tonight, but certainly is with us in spirit, and that is our great friend and supporter, Jim Olson. Many of you may have seen this program is dedicated to Jim's memory and to his family as well, who are here tonight, Ann, Martha, Sarah, Doug. And speaking of young volunteers, there are two grandkids who were volunteering today, and I hope I remember this rightly. I believe that their names are Matthew and Megan.
The way to do it, catch 'em young.
While we're talking about our staff, let's also give a big round of applause for our great staff in the National Office in Washington, D.C. Patricia Castillo is here with her husband and children. Our newest member who you'll get to know better and better as time goes on is here, Eric Bridges. Sharon Lovering, editor of the Braille Forum, is here. And finally, let me acknowledge the great work of ACB's executive director, Melanie Brunson. The ACB president must rely so much on a relationship of trust with the executive director in order for things to flow smoothly and for the organization to make real progress in its work and effectiveness. I could not have asked for a better person than Melanie in this and so many other ways. Just yesterday at the board of directors meeting, Melanie announced her success, and it's certainly not her only success this year in this area, in receiving a grant for ACB of $30,000. Primarily to continue our work in pedestrian safety. Melanie's practice of law is, of course, another great asset to the organization. But as important as are all these skills, basic character traits such as honesty, straightforwardness, are key to this position, and traits I have found to be very strong in Melanie Brunson. One last DC staff member who almost was mentioned in passing with regard to pedestrian safety, who is here, is Phil Strong. Phil's had some short hours with ACB and some longer hours with ACB. He has hung in there with us all the way when we were in good shape and not so good a shape, and we're just delighted to have him and have him able to continue the pedestrian safety work. Something that differentiates ACB from any other organization in the field of blindness is ACB Radio. Over 50 people work tirelessly to maintain ACB Radio's position on the Internet. They're all volunteers, and they're under the capable, patient leadership of Chrissy Cochran. Chrissy, if you're near a microphone, just say hello and tell us if we're broadcasting around the world right now. They're just getting to a mic.
Somebody turn the mic on. That's it. Yes, we are indeed broadcasting, and I've had reports that it's sounding great. You're all sounding good.
Fantastic.
Oh, we are now up on MSN Microsoft Messenger at convention at acbradio.org. Mario? So there we go. We've got reports coming in. Already. And thank
That's
you
great.
Very much.
Thank you, Chrissy. One of the key volunteers for ACB Radio, known to many of us, Marlena Lieberg, often known as the now I know where the Washington contingent is sitting. Many people actually refer to Marlena these days as the Oprah Winfrey of ACB Radio. Marlena has a very special announcement to make to us tonight, and I now present her to do so.
Thank you very much. It feels weird to be in the back of the room talking to Chris in the front of the room, but hey, that's the modern technology. We had hoped to have a guest with us by phone. Unfortunately, I think we got a little bit mixed up in our communications. But doing ACB Radio has allowed me to make some wonderful friends. Many of you here are in this room. Many of you listen to my program, and I love you for that. Every week, I think, nobody will listen. And every week, you all surprise me. But one of the wonderful friends that I have made through ACB Radio is my wonderful friendship with Ronnie Millsap. Ronnie Millsap was going to be with us by phone tonight, but we've, as I said, had a mix-up in communications. But I know he will be listening to the archive. Help me thank Ronnie Millsap for underwriting the entire cost of ACB Radio at our convention.
Well, what can one say to that? What can one say indeed? Oh, Marlena is noisy.
I think he'll enjoy that. This past spring, we have added a new channel to ACB Radio, along with Mainstream, Interactive, The Cafe, and The Treasure Trove. ACB Radio's fifth channel is called ACB Radio World. The premier program on this new channel was the first Africa-wide conference of the blind, held and broadcast in Nairobi, Kenya, in May of this year. This conference marks a huge step forward for the blind of Africa, and ACB was there to give the event and the people within it worldwide visibility. At present, ACB Radio World is broadcasting a blend of music and mainstream programming in 5 different languages. Let's move now for a moment to discuss advocacy. First and foremost, let me repeat something I've been saying each year of my presidency. ACB is unquestionably the leading, the strongest, the greatest advocacy organization of the blind in this country and in the world. Thank you. And why? And why do we advocate? We advocate to improve the quality of life for those who are blind. It's that simple. It is the American Council of the Blind and our affiliates who have championed the concept of structured negotiation, along with Lainey Feingold and Linda Dardarian. The first discussions, negotiations, were held with banks about talking ATMs, beginning back as far as 1998. Today, at least one major manufacturer of ATM machines puts speech into every machine they make. Now, I want to say something about a guiding principle here. I've been saying this around the country for many months, and I'm glad to say it one last time here. I think we have to look at principles sometimes and what is the principle we're seeking to achieve. In this case, the guiding principle of ACB in this work has been that we want to provide the same information to a blind person that is provided to a person who is not blind. That's all. It's really that simple. When you tell people that's what you really are about and what you really want to do, it cuts through a lot of political nonsense, and it really is what we're all about. Next in this work of structured negotiations, we come to the flat panel screens, point-of-sale machines. That's where the information on the screen not only can't be read, but there's no buttons on the machine to allow you to enter your PIN or to use the machine with any degree of independence. Thus far, ACB has negotiated major settlements with several users of these point-of-sale machines. You've already heard about the Walmart agreement, about the Safeway and its associated stores, and Trader Joe's. There are many more to come, but tonight I'm very proud to tell you that our most recent success is a nationwide agreement with Radio Shack. Again, the guiding principle of ACB in this work has been to provide the same information to a blind person that is provided to a person who is not blind, and to provide physical access to the machine that must be used, similar to that of a person who is not blind. Another major area of work for ACB is the promotion of pedestrian safety. We touched on it a moment ago. I want to emphasize in this presentation, and as part of the record of who we are in ACB, we believe the traffic signals that provide audio information are not only helpful, they provide essential information to blind and visually impaired pedestrians. We further believe and fight for the right of the blind to have detectable warnings at the edge of drop-offs, such as railroad and light rail trackways. I'm very proud for ACB tonight to tell you that recently, through our affiliate, the California Council of the Blind, we have negotiated the first structured settlement with a city, the city of San Francisco. That's partly why I like it so well. The city of San Francisco to install audio pedestrian signals throughout the city. We're starting with 80, and it's all downhill from there. This agreement will act as a model you all can take and use in your cities and municipalities to increase APS coverage around the country. Similarly, we believe that access to voting machines and the right of the blind to cast a private ballot with true accessibility is indeed a right and one worth fighting for. While ACB prefers to work positively with organizations such as banks and retail outlets to effect change, the blind of America are not always given this option. Sometimes we must go to the mat, go to court, to press for the rights of the blind. There are two examples of this that are ongoing at this time on the national level and of critical importance and I'm sure interest to you. One is our suit against the Social Security Administration regarding the provision of accessible information to blind and visually impaired recipients. You know how slow these nationwide litigations can be. But I want you to know also that progress is being made. Social Security is paying some attention to us. And while it will take time, this will be a groundbreaking, major initiative that will provide huge assistance to blind and visually impaired recipients. The other litigation that I'm sure most of you, maybe all of you, know about is our suit against the Department of the Treasury for an accessible currency.
It's our money for all corners.
Nobody was more surprised than ACB when we received that phenomenal, favorable ruling from the district court in Washington, D.C., and the news media knew about it before we did. But what great visibility it has provided to ACB and what great visibility it's provided for blind people and our needs for full accessibility. ACB appeared twice on Good Morning America. We were on NPR. We were on the BBC. Coverage like this, you just can't buy. While we're talking about publicity, I'm proud that in this past 6 years, ACB has initiated the first sustained nationwide public service announcement program to expand ACB's name recognition. In the area of public relations, ACB has achieved unparalleled success in coverage of our convention program in this past 6 years. I would like to thank all of the members of the Public Relations Committee and its chairman, Mr. Ralph Sanders. Before I entirely leave the topic of advocacy, I'd also like to emphasize our work to protect the right of blind parents to raise their children without interference and or oversight from Child Protective Service organizations.
Yeah!
Most notable was our success with the Zepeda family, that we have continued, along with our affiliates, to advocate for parents, and I certainly am sure that this important work will continue into the future. Now let's talk for a moment about finances. Had I fully understood and appreciated ACB's deteriorating financial condition in 2001, I might not have been so eager to run for and accept the responsibility of president of this organization. The simple fact is that for several years, we'd been outspending our annual predictable resources. In addition, an experiment was tried with ACBES of hiring a full-time external executive director that proved, unfortunately, disastrous to the organization and to its contribution to ACB. But ladies and gentlemen, what do we do in our organizations of the blind when we get some unforeseen lemons? Out of lemons, we make lemonade. Absolutely. You got it. In September 2001, I prepared and launched to the board a major initiative to diversify ACB finances. Over the past 6 years, we have done exactly that, re-energized ACB's thrift store business and created significant partnerships that have assisted ACB greatly. I won't go into every partnership tonight. However, the HumanWare partnership is one of the major ones, extremely important. The Sprint partnership is great for ACB. We've built this up over time, and it's taken some time, but this year, sponsorship has truly snowballed into something huge for ACB. Between cash and in-kind sponsorships, we can be proud to have taken in as an organization for the 2007 convention over $100,000. Almost 70,000 of those dollars are in cash. I'd like to recognize, if I could, the lady who really took hold and spearheaded this, Brenda Dillon. Brenda and Dan Dillon have done tremendous work in this area and really helped bring a lot of disparate activities together. And we're the beneficiaries during this week and during this whole year. Our financial diversification has allowed the ACB Board of Directors at the end of 2006 to return $100,000 to our financial reserve fund. In 2007, the board has adopted a balanced budget based on relatively conservative projections, and that budget contains the replacing of significant additional money into our reserve funds. Finally, let me acknowledge the membership of ACB for continuing to increase your participation in the monthly monetary support program. This program is now bringing considerable revenue into the organization as well. You're going to be hearing from the chair of that committee over the week and seeing him around, I'm sure, but let's give a quick thank you to Dr. Ronald Milliman for his committee. And now a few concluding remarks. A key component in this work, and one that is essential if a person has any hope of success, is a strong network of family, close friends, confidants. Let me first acknowledge Marvelena for the thousands of phone calls. for the many meals that she's held, for all those weekends that and holidays that she's spent either with me somewhere else or traveling somewhere with me. It's been a great, great source of support and one I appreciate very much. And with regard to family, I'm delighted to tell you that my mom, Shirley, is here tonight. Representing my family that I've seen far too little of for quite a while. How could I even begin to name so many of you who've given me your counsel, support, good advice? Tonight, I will publicly thank just one, probably the key person who convinced me ever to run for this office, a person who has consistently called me time and time again to say, what can my affiliate do? Or to say, here's what our affiliate is prepared and going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, Sandy Sanderson exemplifies real friendship in this regard, real commitment to ACB. So thank you, Sandy, the Alaskan Bear. Despite our best efforts, there is always a certain level of politics. The other day it was typified as skullduggery that exists in organizational work. Be that as it may, let it be said and recognized tonight that we all work for the same basic cause, improving the quality of life for those who are blind. Tonight, to friend and foe alike, I extend my belief, my thanks, and my recognition to each and every one of you as advocates and participants in this great movement. Our greatest strength lies in our unity. We are diverse, yes, but unified for our common goals. We will leave Minneapolis under new leadership, but with the same core goals we have today. I pledge to be a key supporter in continuing this work and achieving these goals. Let us move forward together and keep the great momentum going that we have right now. Working together, we can only find and achieve greater successes. Thank you all so much for your help, your support, your efforts these past 6 years. And now, let's move on with the great work that we have to do.
That's our current president, Chris Gray, who will be leaving the post this convention, and we'll have more details on the election and what have you throughout the course of the week.
A very stirring speech indeed from
Thank you all very much.
Leaves office after this convention.
I really appreciate that.
The people who are elected begin
now, of course, you know why I actually mentioned Sandy's name. It's because if he comes around and tries to get you to do something, be careful. I mentioned to you during my presentation in general terms a newfound relationship between the American Council of the Blind and one of the great technology companies that assists us in all manner of ways, using computers, taking notes, finding our way around, so many things. And it is with great pleasure that I'm going to announce our next speaker. I didn't want to steal his thunder, so he may tell you more detail about the new relationships and arrangements with HumanWare. He may tell you some things about the company and their vision for the future. Ladies and gentlemen, it's with great pleasure that I introduce the Chief Executive Officer of HumanWare Corporation, Mr. Richard Mander.
And Dr. Richard Mander is from New Zealand and has come to be at this convention. He is approaching. This is a very large room, and Gary assures me that he sees Richard Mander coming to the front.
Well, first of all, thank you everyone for giving me some time to address you today, and thank you for your nice introduction, Chris. Nice to see you again. Today I'm going to talk a little... I'm all the way from New Zealand, and we talk kind of quiet down there.
Actually, I'm from New Zealand, and that's not necessarily true.
So, today I'm going to talk about a number of topics, but not hold you very long. I'm going to talk about some of the changes that have been happening in HumanWare in the last year, talk about our vision and values, which is something we don't share with, make public to everybody, but we wanted to share those with you. Talk about the importance of quality and service at HumanWare. I'm going to talk about HumanWare and ACB, and I want to talk about a passion we have that we share with you. Recently, there was a rumour that an investor had bought Freedom Scientific and bought HumanWare, and that's not true. I'm very, very pleased to hear that Freedom is recognised for its work and has a new investor. That's very good for them. And HumanWare has been working hard for a while to get a new investor to help us grow. The goal, really, of getting an investor in HumanWare was that, as you know, nearly 2 years ago, tragically, the leader of HumanWare, Russell Smith, was killed in a plane accident. And as a result, quite a bit of the ownership of HumanWare, which was in the Smith family, was no longer really supported. So while we had 55 shareholders, which is a good strong number of people, we didn't really have the capacity to grow and get more investment from those shareholders. A lot of those people were people who had been with the company since it began 30 years ago, and many of them had retired, and what they needed was to get a dividend from their shares, whereas what we wanted to do was to invest more of their money back into R&D and better service for our customers. So when I joined the company a year ago, we looked very hard for a new investor, and we wanted to take the time to do it properly, and so we actually turned a number of them down, and in the end we accepted an investment from a company named Jollymont in Australia. Now, Charles Gillies, who's the managing director of Jollymont and our new chairman of our board, is somewhat a failed ophthalmologist. His father's an ophthalmologist. He's married to an ophthalmologic surgeon, and his brother's in the eye business. And Charles spent quite a bit of his career working in the cochlear implant company, Cochlear. So he's very interested and sensitive to sensory technologies, if you like. Now, Charles brings a lot of expertise to the company that we need right now to upskill ourselves, and he has a long-term view. He shares with me the view that a business exists to serve its customers and that profit is a reward for good service. The second thing that Charles agrees with me on is that blindness is the foundation of our business. So while we might go and we do things in low vision, learning disability in other areas, we will never ever stop doing things in blindness. There have been a lot of changes in HumanWare in the last year since I joined the company. A lot of these were driven by a desire I had to increase quality and focus on the customer. We have new product managers, new project managers. We have better systems for tracking projects and service. It's a new focus, really. And unfortunately, this does take some time to implement. So I ask you to be patient. But if you look at some of the new products we're bringing to market, like the Stream, which you can look at on our booth, I think you'll see the kinds of things we're doing. I wanted to share with you our vision, and this isn't something we normally share outside of the company, but it's a new vision we've put in place in the last year. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to explain to you what it means. Humanware provides innovative solutions which empower people to fully participate in society. I'm going to tell you about why we picked some of these words, because a lot of work went into it. A key word is provides. As a company, we don't just make things. We actually bring them to people, and we support our users as they use them through our training and support services. We're proud to be more than a designer or a manufacturer. And you can see this in the substantial investment we make in distribution and sales. Although about a third of our people are in research and development, everybody else is in support for the customer and sales. And our sales reps throughout the US each have working with them someone we call a product specialist. This is typically a blind person who actually uses our product. So when you're talking to our salespeople, they really know the product. Another key word is innovative. We have and always will be leaders in developing new ideas. We invest heavily in R&D, manufacturing, marketing, and all the processes and tools. And in these areas, we need to be innovators. Our users look to us to be innovative in everything we do to meet their unmet needs. And I like to say to people in Humanware that everybody can be innovative, but I don't want any creativity in accounting. Another key word is solutions. We think our users are looking for solutions, not products. We recognize that our products are not the whole solution. So we're willing to partner with other companies and organizations like you to bring the complete solution to our users. And you can see that in our booth. You'll see that we partner with companies like Sendero, ViewPlus, and we also work with technology companies like Microsoft, Duxbury, and Nuance. We don't believe we have to do everything ourselves. We empower people. Our solutions allow our users to be empowered. We want people to reach new levels of performance and achievement through the use of our products. And we recognize the abilities of our users. And I wondered how this sits with you, because we deliberately didn't want to use the word disability in our vision. We believe our customers are enabled, not disabled. Two more words. I know this can get a bit tedious. Participate. Our products help people to do things. We're passionate about helping our users engage with the world. So you can communicate, read, traverse the internet, or walk where you want with one of our GPS systems. And it's about society. We believe our users are full members of our society, and our solutions help people to function in all walks of life, from young people to people who are at a respectable age, letting them learn, play, work, and enjoy their retirement. So Humanware provides innovative solutions which empower people to fully participate in society. Now, that's a lot of stuff to remember. So underneath that, we have four values, and these are pretty simple. One is customer commitment. We respect our customers and continually seek to better understand their needs. Innovation. We constantly explore and develop new ways to do things. Integrity. We demonstrate integrity and are ethical in everything we do. Commercial fitness. We're a growing, healthy company with robust business processes. So that's just sharing with you a little bit about what the company is now about and where we're going. And now I'd like to change gears to talk about why we needed to put that new vision and values into place. And that's because of quality and service. When I came on board a year ago, this clearly wasn't up to what it needed to be. And a lot of the reason that I found out about the problems was because of the California Council for the Blind, who pointed this out to me pretty directly. I appreciated that correction, Chris. So in the USA, we've done a number of things in the last year to improve our quality and service. One of them is to put in place an 800 number, so it doesn't cost anything to call us. We've hired more tech support people, and these are typically users of our product, and they're distributed around the country so they can be in the right time zones, and they really understand the product. We've hired more customer support reps. These are the people who you call for just general problems. And we've put in place a whole new phone system that records all the calls, and it lets us track what's going on. and we've developed a different process for how things get escalated all the way up to me if there are problems. And we have a new system for how products can be returned if they actually fail. So if you're experiencing any trouble with your Braille note, please let us know and we will make it right. Now, what difference has it made? So I'm just going to read out some numbers to you. Over the month of March, which is a few months ago now, we had 2,696 calls come in. It's an awful lot. 92% are answered live, and 75% people wait less than 1 minute. Which isn't too bad. You know, 1 minute isn't that long to wait if there's some nice music playing. 85% are under 2 minutes. That's 2,087 calls a month. And most calls last about 3 minutes. Now, there are Julie answered 770 calls, Kim 565, Rena 646, and Gabe only 392. But he also has to do a lot of other tasks because he's a blind guy and he checks all our product before it's returned to you if it has a problem. 232 calls did go unanswered. Now, that's only 9%. But a quarter of those actually is because they chose to leave a voicemail message rather than wait. So we only get 6% of people actually hanging up, and there could be a number of reasons for that. But if you're one of those people that hang up, please hang on, because we are there. Now, on top of also getting a 99% accuracy rate on entering orders, which is a big effort, we've greatly improved a lot of our handling of products when they come into the repair area. Now, the other interesting thing is I mentioned that we record calls, and that's so that we can listen to ones that didn't go right. So sometimes I get sent a call, I've only had a couple, and I can listen to it in New Zealand, and then we can talk about how to make it go better next time. So we're really watching our support and working to make it better. Now I'd like to talk about why we work with ACB. So as I mentioned, shortly after arriving in my new job a year ago, CCB passed a resolution damning service and support from companies like us, which I thought was a great thing to see an organisation do, and it really helped me focus attention inside the company. After we turned this around, then you passed another resolution praising us for our support. So thank you for that. Because that really helped people feel they've made a difference inside the company. So if you have problems, please let us know so we can do something about it. It's no good stewing or complaining to your friends. Just pick up the phone and call the 800 number. I'd also like to thank the US team, because as a company we have salespeople all around the world, and the US team is one of them, but change is very hard, and while it's partly about systems and processes, it's actually more about the people. And we've got a great team in the US under the leadership of Phil Rant, so I'd like to thank them for their work. Thank you. Now, our main product that you use is the Braille Note, and we've been criticised for not having it being as an open product, meaning that other people can develop software for it. Now, that's something that is hard to do, and it requires something called a software development kit, which is an SDK, and we are developing one. It takes some time, but it's going to allow other people to develop software for the Braille Note as well. So keep listening, it will be coming, and be patient. The other thing we have to do is to better integrate with Word, Excel, and other Microsoft products, and we're working very closely with Microsoft on that. Finally, I wanted to talk about Braille literacy. Our business is really about Braille. Well, I'm glad you agree with that. Working with organisations around the world on promoting Braille and being literate in Braille is a really key part of what we do and are going to continue to do and do more of. To that end, we hired Joanne Becker, who I have to say is very passionate about Braille. Many of you know her. And we also gave someone who's been with the company a long time, Jim Halliday, a new job. We made Jim the Vice President of Advocacy. And what that means is that he's basically full-time devoted to making relationships like the relationship with ACB work. So he's actually your voice into HumanWare. And Jim's in the back of the room right now, so... Now, I felt that basically Braille was the core of our business, but I also was a little unsure about it. But I met with Tim Connell from a company called Quantum in Australia, and they make a product called the Mountbatten, which is critical to learning Braille in schools. And they were looking for a new distributor for that product, and so we were talking to them because I thought that would be good business for us. But it wasn't until actually I explained to Tim about our commitment to Braille literacy that he actually said, okay, you've got the distributorship. So we're now carrying the Mountbatten and bringing it into schools all over the country. In the last year, we've also introduced a number of products relating directly to Braille literacy. One of those is the new Oxford English Dictionary for the Braille Note. We've put a lot of work into a way to learn math on the Braille Note, because to graduate from high school, you have to demonstrate competency in math, and so you've got to know math Braille to do that. So we've developed with Galen Katman the Nemeth Braille tutorial for math Braille on the Braille Note. As I said, I understand the value of working with allowing other people to develop things on your platform. I used to work at Apple and learnt that the hard way. So I can assure you that we are developing an SDK. It's on our product roadmap. It's not on the side of the road, but right in the middle. So what else are we doing? Well, you're already doing a lot of good work on this. So we've helped your organisation by sponsoring your conference at the highest level. Thank you. It's a great pleasure for us to do that. We'd also like ACB to propose other ways that we can partner with you to increase Braille literacy. And partnerships are very important to us. We partnered with RFBND on its digital talking book player. We've partnered with libraries around the world on the development of new digital talking book players. The new Stream product, which actually was confidentially shown to your board recently before you got to see it here this week, applies technology to a more targeted way, and it's more cost effective for people. We partnered, as I said, with Galen Kapman on the Nemeth tutorial. And another interesting thing is, when I came to HumanWare, there was an interesting small project going on, which was to develop a deaf-blind communicator. And a lot of people said, you know, there's no money in that, Richard, why are we doing it? And I said, well, if HumanWare doesn't do that properly, who is going to? It's our responsibility. So we're partnering with Washington State Department of Deaf and Hearing. people from Washington. On a new deafblind communicator, which we'll be releasing early next year, so look for that. And we have a big commitment to ACB. As I said earlier, we've given $20,000 in targeted activities to your group this year, and we look forward to working with you. You'll be hearing more about the details of that in the future, but basically what we're doing is we're sponsoring a special Braille training program on ACB Radio. And we're also sponsoring another program on Braille literacy, which will be an ongoing thing. It won't be all about HumanWare. We're very pleased to have other companies mentioned, but it will all be about people who are doing interesting things to promote Braille literacy. We also think that it's very important that people outside the blind community understand the importance of this group, and so we've pledged some seed money to help kick off fundraising for the American Centre on Blindness and Visual Impairment. So finally, are there ways that HumanWare can partner with you more? We're very open to ideas and suggestions. Thank you for your time today. I hope to meet some of you during the conference.
Dr. Richard Mandel.
from Human World Products. And that was really, really interesting. You're listening to continuous coverage of the ACB 46th Convention from Minnesota, Minneapolis. This is ACB Radio Mainstream.
Well, as you can see, when Richard Mander says that he is in favor of partnership, he really means it. We've got a great new relationship with HumanWare, and I'll tell you, it's very unusual that the head of a company of this size would put together and attend a meeting with him in Christ Church. Jim Halliday was in California, and Marvelina and I were with their executive staff in Montreal. We met and discussed for about an hour and a half the relationship between HumanWare and ACB, and to do that is real commitment. Thank you very much.
I'm particularly excited about the deafblind communicator.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to let you meet some people who have played a huge key role in this convention in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and that is our state affiliate.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. This is where you'll hear how many
affiliates are on
the floor. I
would like to introduce to you the president of the American Council of the Blind of Minnesota, Janet Dickelman, and the convention host committee chair, Mr. Ken Rogers, for the presentation.
I apologize. Half listening with one ear, I thought we were going into the delegate roll call, but that will be soon to come. These are the Minnesota folks who are the host committee and the president of the Minnesota affiliate who are making their way forward to the mics.
Okay. Now that I've dropped the gavel. Good evening. Can everybody? Wow. I didn't know that was going to come out so loud. May I be the first from Minnesota to welcome you to the 46th Annual Convention of King Kong. My name may not be familiar to many of you. Due to work considerations, this is the first national convention I've been able to attend. I'm the recently elected president of ACBM, and I have decided, since sitting here tonight, that my first order of business is going to be to see if I can get the Minnesota delegation to match the enthusiasm of Washington State. I don't know. When the convention committee had our first meeting in August, the duties seemed daunting and the convention a distant goal. We hope you agree that everyone's worked extremely hard to make that goal a reality. I'd like to introduce the host committee in alphabetical order. First person, Randy Borboom, who is also attending her first convention. Randy gave us the idea when we were looking for door prizes for the Welcome to Minnesota party. She said, cash is always good. Next on our committee, many of you all know, Stephanie Hall. Stephanie's worked on the religious committee and recruited numerous volunteers, including her husband, George. Next member, Marian Hasselrod, who chaired the Religious Services Committee and will be hostessing the Gospel Sing tomorrow night. Our next member is Jane Lund, who collected door prizes and YAC volunteers. Michael Malver, the vice president of our affiliate, who was responsible for obtaining the coupons for the registration bags, for Panera Bread and for Dunn Brothers Coffee. Oh, and while I'm up here, I just want to say a word about the coupon for Dunn Brothers Coffee. You may have noticed in the envelope that there's a little braille that says coupon attached. Unfortunately, Dunn Brothers did not get the coupons to us. However, they have said that if you bring in your little braille information, they will honor it. The next person on our committee, who everyone knows and loves, is Anna Olson. Anna obtained the band for the Welcome to Minnesota party, has donated baked goods for the auction, and along with her family, spent countless hours at the registration desk. Thank you, Anna. Next, Patty Salabi, who you also know. Patty's been a wealth of convention information. She's helped recruit volunteers. She's recruited door prizes. And I just have to say one thing about Patty. Contrary to the rumor that I know she's spreading around, I did not eat any of the mints when we were stuffing the registration bags. Oh, well. The next person on our committee is Juliet Silvers. Juliet and I had a great time going to a lot of local restaurants, soliciting them or asking them if they would put their menus in Braille. However, Juliet, even though I accompanied her, Juliet was the one who was the point person and organized the Brailing of all the menus and organized the list. Thank you, Juliet. She also obtained donations for the auction, and she's the person that I've shared many panicked phone calls with. Next member of the committee is Mike Vining, who made it possible that we have audible darts in the recreation zone. Another person I'd like to thank is Carla Rushville, who joined us on all of our conference calls. Carla joined us on all of our conference calls. She's been extremely available and gracious. She always had or found the answers to all of our questions, big and small. Carla, thanks for all your encouragement and support. And now, the last person that I'd like to introduce, and then I'm going to turn the microphone over to him. His contributions are too numerous to mention. He's worked tirelessly for sponsors, volunteers, done press releases. He's been a wealth of knowledge and information. I want to introduce my friend and my mentor, Ken Rogers, who is the chairperson of the host committee. Thank you very much. And enjoy your time. Thank you for being here.
Yes. Thank you all. Where's the mic? Let's see. Oh, there it is. Okay. Thank you all. I'm going to make mine short and sweet. Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
All right. I couldn't be any prouder that I belong to the greatest blind organization in the world, ACB. And I couldn't be any prouder that you are all here in my city. And although I originally hail from the state of California, and I will always hold a special place in my heart for California, I have been a Minnesotan for 20 years, and I am so proud that you are here in my state now. We don't know why it has taken you so long to come here, but we want you back, and we want you back real soon. What I would like to do is, if there's anything any of us can do to make your stay any more enjoyable, please, I am in room 2433, Janet is room 1701. Call us if we can do anything for you. We have a wealth of resources at our fingertips. We are in the heart of the best place to be in the world for culture, for food, for entertainment. If you need some hints, we're around. Find us. Welcome and have a great time.
Ken, Janet, thank you very much. Whenever I get worried or discouraged that we aren't finding enough new leadership in ACB, people like Ken Rogers and Janet Dickelman come along and prove once again that ACB has incredible resource. Thank you for your work this week. Every year, the Durward McDaniel Committee brings people to an ACB convention who have never been here before. I have a special place in my heart for this program because Durward McDaniel himself brought me to the 1976 convention in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I'll never forget being so grateful and telling him, thanking him, and so, and he said, "Oh no," he said, "don't thank me. I'm bringing you this time, but I know you'll come back. And you'll have to come back on your own." I have never missed a convention since 1976. So the First Timers program is a very powerful program, and we've got a lot of first-timers who have found a place in ACB. They may not come to ACB every year, but they've come to be really great members of this organization. Your program says that Carol Ewing will present the Durward McDaniel first-timers, but Carol wasn't able to be with us because of some recent eye surgery. So we have another great lady of ACB, a charter member of ACB, someone I know well because she's works with me in the California Council of the Blind. Ladies and gentlemen, to present our first-timers tonight, please welcome from Hayward, California, Catherine Skivers.
I'm loud, Jay, but not that loud. I want to tell you that I am very happy to be here with you, and I want to thank Carol Ewing for asking me to make these presentations. Like Chris, I knew Durward well. Over half of our committee did. The wonderful thing about our committee and the work we do, and we are all committed, is that we are able to read applications from all over this country from wonderful people, and it's a good side. You get to know so much about so many wonderful people in so many states, and it just makes you all the more proud to belong to ACB. The bad thing is that we can't bring them all. We have to pick out people, and that's very hard, and we do our best to bring people that we think will benefit from being with us, and will benefit by having them with us. And we've done very well so far, and I'm sure we're going to continue to do well. With your help, we can do a little better. Do you know what's coming now? Yes. What's coming now is we've decided, and we've been asking for the last 2 years, for states to make contributions to the First Timers Fund. We used to sell tickets, but people decided that maybe we didn't want to sell tickets anymore. I couldn't figure out if we were all too lazy to sell them or if we really thought the states would do more on their own by themselves. We have a new thing, too. If you haven't read People of Vision, do yourselves a break and read it. It's not only the history of this organization, ladies and gentlemen, it's the history of the organized blind, and it leads right in to the leaders that you've had in this organization, which have been top-notch, and they can't be beat anywhere. I don't care who thinks they can. Anyway, we have found a tape of Durward himself, and he was great on wanting membership and encouraged us all to come. For instance, his idea of getting the special interest affiliates was Stewart's. And so we found a tape, and now we have redone the People of Vision on cassette tape with a tape of Durward himself. This will sell for $40. It can be ordered at our ACB store. And $15 of that will go to the Durward McDaniel First Timers Fund to help us bring people in here that he so much wanted to have us bring. Now, Chris, I know we're limited in time, but you know me, and I got to have just 1 minute before I introduce these people, and I've got to have a point of personal privilege. And seeing it's your last night, you probably won't say I can't.
Do you think I'd even try that, Kathy?
I just want you to know, Chris, as a Californian, all of you, that I really practiced restraint last night in that welcome party that Minnesota had. First of all, I did not go up and ask that wonderful band if they ever thought about moving to California. And then I saw some other people in there, and I was a very good girl and didn't do any of those things up to set you Californians when I get an idea once in a while that you wonder where it came from, and so do I sometimes. But anyway, let me say that yesterday when I was sitting in the airport, I've been coming to these things for longer than some of you have been alive, I guess. I have never had a volunteer walk up to me like I did yesterday when this man came up to me and said, is that your lap, a bowling cane? I said, yes, it is. I said, I'm going to the ACB convention. He said, I'm here for that purpose. I'm a volunteer. That never happened to me in all my 55 years. Thank you, Minnesota. And Robert L. Smith helped us with our luggage, ordered us a cab, and he is one great volunteer, and he's a veteran, too. The two people who won this time know who they are, and if they're in this room, I'd like them to start making their way up the center aisle. I'm sitting in this wheelchair in front of the podium. I'm quite often not quite where I should be, but close by. Anyway, if you'll make your way up here, I'm going to talk about you a little bit, and then we want to introduce you and let you say hello so people can hear what you look like, okay? So anyway, we'll begin with the ladies. We have a lady and a gentleman that won this time. The lady who came, she comes from Columbia City, Indiana. She wanted to be a nurse. She wanted to be a nurse, but what happens in so many of our lives, fate took another hand, and she had a problem with her sight, and she began to lose it, and so she thought she'd better do something else, and she went back to college, got a BA degree, and went to work for the state of Indiana, and she still works there. This lady can do all kinds of things. We can't be here long enough to tell you what all. She made a quilt as a fundraiser, handmade it, and it took, I think, 680-some hours, and they sold it for $1,892, I believe. She helped develop the Indiana logo. She raised money, and they're working on getting some new technology for Indiana. They've got two-thirds, I think she said, or almost $15,000 raised for that project. She sounds like she'd be good in fundraising. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, she sounds to me like she'd be good at just about anything. And just the kind of person we have. Now, Susan, I'm going to pronounce your last name, and if I screw it up, you let me know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce you to our lady winner, Susan Esperanza.
Well, I'd like to thank you all for having me here this year and making it possible for me to come. I'm having a great time so far and looking forward to a great week.
Have I passed it? Okay, Susan, I didn't even say that you got to go to your first legislative seminar last year, and she says that's where she learned that she knows we can make a difference. And I know she'll help us make a difference. Our gentleman winner hails from Hot Springs, Arkansas. And he wrote us a letter and talked to us about his family. He says his family's a little different. About 5 years ago, his wife had a stroke. She had an illness, and she lost her hearing. And she uses a wheelchair, and so he says we're kind of a different family. We're blind, deaf, and wheelchair-bound. Well, I don't know. Some people might find that kind of discouraging, but this man doesn't. And he wrote about, and all the people who wrote for him from Arkansas, and I think there were 7 or 8 of them, they talked about what a wonderful musician he is and what a great guy he is and how much energy he is and how much he could bring to this organization and how much he could do. And we read about this and we thought in the committee, gee whiz, we've got to hear from somebody like this. And so we asked him to come. Well, imagine my surprise. And once again, California, I was a good girl last night. Here he was in the welcome party, and he got in there and took breaks between the performance of the band. And I was so tempted to get up and introduce him, and I thought, no, I can't do that. I'm going to blow the whole thing. So now I tell you, he is one of the music playingest people I've known in all my life, and music has been most of my life. And when you hear him, he's got CDs, and don't you go away here without me getting some of them. He really was playing away last night on a keyboard that has all those instruments and things, and I said to Ed Branch, who accompanied me in this kitchen, boy, listen, that bass player from that band moved right in behind him. He said, no, that's the same guy. And then you learn something every day. Anyway, he is a gentleman. We introduced ourselves to him, Ed Riley, who's also a member of this committee, and I. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to hear him. You're going to have to meet him. And please welcome Dewayne Hodges from Hot Springs.
Good evening, ACB friends.
I'll tell you what.
I am at a loss for words, I'll be honest with you. I knew that I was going to probably have to say something sometime, but I've been so excited today going through all the exhibits and everything that was going on that I really forgot that this was going to happen. So, but anyway, I want to thank some people for introducing me to ACB, which would be Miss Nola McKinney. She is responsible for introducing me to ACB, and I thank her for that. A lot of people wrote in letters from Arkansas. In fact, I was amazed to find out that so many people had sent in letters. I'm very humbled, and I feel unworthy of receiving this award, but I want to do everything in my power to help ACB in any way I can in the future. And you've all become family to me. So I want to thank all of the Arkansas Council, and I want to thank the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me to be here tonight. Thank y'all so much, and God bless you.
Aren't they great? You know, Chris, and ladies and gentlemen, it occurs to me that these two people would do a great job in Washington. Susan's already been there, knows what to do. But I think, Dwayne, you could be our secret weapon. I think that you could do a good job going right down the middle of Washington, D.C. And I know you know that country song, If You Got Leavin' on Your Mind. And you could go right through there and say, if you got leavin' on your mind, and next is, hurry up and go. Just one more thing. We're having the Durward McDaniel fundraiser Thursday evening from 5 to 7. We wish you all would come. We've invented, I don't think we invented it, but we made up a drink. You know, everywhere we go, we punch their product and push their product. Well, it's milk here in Minnesota. If you don't think we had fun figuring out how to fix a drink, but we did it. So if you all will come, and please come, and be prepared to buy some tickets, $1 each, $5 for $6 or $5. And I tell you something, those tickets were brailled with the greatest technology in the world. I did them with my trusty straight Sage Slayton Stylus. Congratulations to our two winners, and Chris, I hope I didn't take so much time.
Kathy, thank you very much. Every now and then, Kathy threatens us with this being her last convention, but she always comes back. So, Kathy, we'll see you in Louisville. Thank you very much. We now come to a fun time, a time of celebration, and a time of commitment of people for ACB. We want to recognize and acknowledge those people who have purchased on their own or are being presented with life memberships to the organization. A life membership is a significant commitment, and it's also often a significant gift that's given by one person to another or by an affiliate to one or more people that they wish to recognize. The life membership program has been championed for many years by Charlie Hodge. If you want to know more about life memberships, get a hold of Charlie Hodge this week. You'll learn more than you ever thought possible about the program. I'm very pleased to have the wonderful assistance of Ann Olson to present the life memberships tonight. Ann will stand here at the podium where I'm speaking to you from right now. She'll come here to the podium with the information about who's going to receive the memberships, and then we'll pass them down, and I'll present the memberships at the foot of the stairs at the stage. So just give us about 30 or 40 seconds, and we'll get ourselves organized and do these presentations.
We have a life member here in Marlene Lieber,
yes,
sitting
indeed,
with us.
Indeed. I received my life membership in Las Vegas 2 years ago, and it was quite a surprise from Gary. They're not cheap things, and it was quite a... I was shocked. Is what I was.
I seem to remember it when
that
was broadcast.
That was something else, I'll tell you. And it, you know, oftentimes people don't know when they're going to get the lifetime membership. Now we had purchased from our
Okay, the first certificate that we have this evening is Peggy Williams. We need Peggy Williams to come up here, please.
And usually the plaques are in the shape of the state.
The second certificate that we have for life membership is Hubert Ward, North Carolina Council of the Blind.
Where the convention is being held. And always the plaques have print with very professionally and beautifully done crisp braille on the top of them. So my plaque, of course, is in the shape of the state of Las Vegas. sorry, not Las Vegas, Nevada.
I didn't want to say anything.
It's been a long day. It's about to be on Las Vegas.
I'm putting together the ones. All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Is that right?
The next Certificate of Life membership is Arthur Thomas. North Carolina Council of the Blind.
It's a very touching ceremony that they do with this lifetime membership thing.
There you are. Congratulations and welcome to the life membership part of ACB.
Right. And
I would like to say, I would like to thank God. I would like to thank Ron Eller, President of the North Carolina Council of the Blind, and all those who have participated in this prestigious award given to me tonight. Thank you.
Oftentimes, affiliates purchase these memberships for perhaps some of their older members.
The next certificate.
We have a dog getting one.
It's Penny Pennington, Tennessee Council of the Blind.
I think it's a lovely way of showing appreciation, I must admit.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, now Agnes is wagging her tail. Agnes,
well, she can't have a life membership.
Yes. Wonderful.
Okay, these are Penny's words. I would like to thank my friends with the Tennessee Council of the Blind for honoring me with this life membership. The American Council of the Blind is one of the greatest organizations advocating for the rights of blind people. I am proud to be a member. Keep up the good work. Penny Pennington. Memphis, Tennessee. The next certificate is Leroy Welch, Missouri Council of the Blind.
It sounds like these are certificates, not plaques this year. I'm not sure. Not having seen them, of course. But no matter what they are, you know, it's a tradition, it's the thought, it's the emotion, it's the feeling. When you love ACB and you've loved ACB for a lot of years, getting one of these things, I'll tell you, it's no small piece of potato
pie.
Thank
you very much for joining ACB in this very special way. Here's your plaque, and congratulations.
Thank you.
So it is a plaque, then.
I guess it is.
I want to thank our Heavenly Father for permitting me to have the strength to be here today and to thank the Missouri Council of the Blind, one of the greatest organizations in the American Council of the Blind.
The next certificate goes to Dan Maddox, Mississippi Council of the Blind.
The woman who is presenting these certificates is Ann Olson, and she, of course, is the wife of our beloved Jim Olson, who served ACB for many, many years as our financial manager, comptroller. I mean, but Jim did it. He wore so many hats, and he himself was a visually impaired person, and he just dove into his job.
The Mississippi Council of Blind is very happy and honored to present Dan Maddox, who was one of the charter members of the Mississippi Council of Blind. With his life membership, Dan is in the hospital in Jackson and is unable to attend, and I'm Gary Austin. I accept for him. Thank you.
He dove into his work with all of his heart, all of his spirit, and we lost him a
couple of years ago, and that was a very sad thing for ACB and all of his friends. His wife is the presenter of the certificates.
The next Life Membership Award goes to Ralph Smitherman, Mississippi Council of the Blind.
And all of their children, and I think even some grandchildren, are here as volunteers. So the Olsons continue to make
it
a big difference.
Sure, Ralph.
Well, what can you say?
Well, Mike, please give Ralph our congratulations and thanks, and tell him he better start coming back to convention.
Well, I wish he had been here. Ralph would want me to thank the Mississippi Council of the Blind for this award and thank ACB. He had to move this weekend, so his sister threatened to not let him move with her if he left. But he thanks y'all anyway, and he's glad to be a part of ACB.
Great. And that was thank the you, voice Mike. Of Michael Smitherman, who was our pianist and male singer earlier and who is in charge of the exhibit area.
Does an amazing job, the exhibit area. He really does.
He really does.
Okay, I'm happy to do this Certificate of Life membership to Susan L. Esperance, Lakota Chapter, Indiana Council.
Susan, congratulations, and here's your plaque. Thank you for being a part of ACB.
And thanks again. Nothing like being a first-timer and getting a lifetime membership, and I really want to thank the chapter that I started for this honor. They did it behind my back. And in relation to the $15,000 that was mentioned earlier, we did do it and got the first MOPIC system for the theater installed in the state of Indiana.
Our next certificate goes to Warren Toyama from Hawaii.
Everybody always loves the Hawaiians because they bring lots of macadamia nuts and pineapples. And you want to find Hawaiians, Chrissy?
Yeah, sure. I must do that.
As Warren makes his way up here, I want to say, I know you know this already, but for those who may not have met Warren yet, he is one of the true leaders and heroes in this movement of blind people in the United States. He has given of himself in many, many ways. He too numerous to mention here, but one day a story ought to be written in the forum or somewhere else about the great work of Hawaii Association and of one of its great leaders, Warren Toyama. Warren? It's a pleasure to present this to you.
This is a very real surprise for me. Thank you very much, and it's a real honor for me to be an integral part of ACB.
As you can tell, Warren is a popular man.
Yes, sir, he is.
The next certificate goes to Julia Toyama from Hawaii.
Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, I like that.
Someday I ought to surprise Gary and get him a lifetime membership.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but don't tell anybody.
I won't.
Okay, right.
And, you know, behind every good Warren Toyama, oh no, behind every good man, Julie, we certainly know, and I want to acknowledge and recognize
all the work that I know you do in Hawaii as well.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And my heart is always with ACB and HAP.
And this next certificate goes to Terry Arnold.
An interesting thing about Terry Arnold is she has more bells on her guide dog. There they go.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Perhaps one for every year.
I don't know, but it sounds like Christmas, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Here's the certificate.
If you can hear the bells there.
Yeah.
There they go.
There they go.
Terry, thank you so much for making this personal commitment to ACB. Congratulations, an ACB life member.
She's shy. And that is the life membership awards that we have for this evening. Thank you.
I love that part of the ceremony.
That is great.
Yeah.
That really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what it's all about, isn't it?
You know,
the whole emotional side of things.
And appreciating each other.
Yeah, exactly.
There goes the dog.
Indeed.
Here's the bells. No, Agnes, lie down. Agnes would like some of those bells.
Well, at least you'd know where she was.
I know it.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you, affiliates, and thank you, life members of the American Council of the Blind. I would now like to recognize the chair of the Credentials Committee to present the first of two reports to this organization. Ladies and gentlemen, when he gets here to a microphone, please join me in welcoming from the great state of Missouri, Jerry Annunzio.
Well, this is where we'll start to find out some of the facts and figures.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's always a pleasure to work, and I appreciate the appointment, and we're going to do the best we can. The committee met this afternoon, as usual, at 1 o'clock, but first I want to let you know the names of the committee. Very proud to serve with these people. Brenda Dillon, Marcia Dresser, John Fleming, Gary LaGates, Sharon Lovering, Mitch Pomerantz, and Donna Seliger. We enjoy our job most when we can find ways of working things out with people, and the good part is that we had only four instances that we needed to, that we had concerns, with which we had concerns, and we were able to work it out with three of those. The one case where we had to suggest that there be a reduction in the number of votes was Utah. And it was a unanimous vote in the committee that we reduce their votes by five, giving them 20 votes. Now, I want everyone to understand that they still have an opportunity to appeal, and if they'd like to discuss that with me, I'll be available whenever they want me, as long as it's not midnight or so. And we'll work out something there, and also, then tomorrow, when I make the motion to accept the count that we have, there also can be amendments at that point. So if that's not clear, we'll work it out with them individually and help them work through that process. And thank you all for your attention.
Every year we have to submit as affiliates our membership rosters.
And thank you very much, Jerry. And Utah, if you do need to see Jerry, he's up here in front right now. Or phone him up and let's see what we can do if we need to make some changes to work out the credentials process. We now go to the roll call of affiliates. And as we call the roll, you'll hear the number of votes that your affiliate has. I'm going to introduce you now to the Secretary of the American Council of the Blind to call the roll. Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Seliger.
Now, this is particularly the time when candidates
thank you, President
pay
Clay.
Attention, because we want to know who are the big affiliates.
I would like to thank all of you for putting up with me for the past 6 years. This is my last roll call of affiliates, and I hope that I haven't made too many mistakes over the years. So we will begin with Alabama. 7 votes.
Alabama, the state where we just jailed our last governor.
Oh, yes. Now that I like. That I like.
We'll need 15 chairs. I will be the delegate, David Trott. Rhonda Trott will be the alternate delegate, and I will be the representative to the nominating committee.
Thank you very much. Alaska, 17 votes.
Madam Secretary, Alaska is donating to the to NELS, the National Education Legal Defense Service, $500, and we're hoping that others will challenge us and meet it or beat it. I, Sandy Sanderson, will be the delegate. My wife, Lynn Corral, I wouldn't give her my name, is the alternate. Jim Schwartz nominating, and we need 5 chairs. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for the money for NELS. Arizona, 5 votes.
Greetings from the Grand Canyon State. Larry Wanger will be the delegate. That's W-A-N-G-E-R.
And Larry does a show on ACB.
I will also be at the nominating committee.
And he does indeed.
And Ruth Druding as the alternate.
Thank you. How many chairs do you need?
Well, just so we have a few extra, we'll do 15.
Thank you. Arkansas, 6 votes.
I'm Sandy Edwards. I'm the delegate. Peggy Trail, T-R-A-I-L, is the alternate delegate. Joyce Wilmer will be on the nominating committee. We need 17 chairs.
Thank you. California, 25 votes.
Hello. Jeff Tong from California. I am the delegate, and Kathy Skivers, who will never stop coming to conventions, will be the alternate and the representative to the nominating committee, and we'll need 50 chairs. Thank you.
Thank you. ACB of Colorado, 3 votes. Is there anyone here from Colorado? Okay.
Look like it.
Delaware, 1 vote.
Ah. Thank you. I'm Suzanne Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L. I will be the delegate. My alternate is Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Howell. We need 2 chairs, and I, Suzanne, will be serving on the nominating committee. Thank you.
D.C. Council, 3 votes.
District of Columbia Council of Blind. Yes, here it comes from the land of taxation without representation. The delegate will be Oral Miller. The alternate will be Sandra Sermons, just like what a preacher gives, Sermons. And the representative to the nominating committee will be Sandra Sermons, still like what a preacher gives. And we will need 10 chairs.
Thank you. Florida Council of the Blind, 25 votes.
Hello, Madam Secretary. This is Debbie Grubb, President of the Florida Council of the Blind. Our delegate is Robert Miller. Our alternate delegate is Shelley Justice. I will be the delegate to the nominating committee, and we need 25 chairs. Thank you.
Thank you. Georgia, 12 votes.
Hello, Madam Secretary. Georgia will need 25 chairs. Myself, Alice Richart, will be the delegate. Marsha Farrow, our alternate delegate, and I will be the nominating delegate.
Thank you. Hawaii, 2 votes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Warren Tui. I'm a president of the Hawaii Association of the Blind. I bring you aloha from Hawaii. Before I give you the delegate and the lineup, I'd like to say 2 things. Number one, Hawaii pledges $1,000 to NALS, the National Education Legal Defense Service, and Hawaii secondly pledges $5,000 towards the publication of the Braille Forum.
Now that's really something,
biggie,
isn't it?
Yes,
that is, that's
it
a
is.
Biggie.
That's a biggie.
Yes.
And on those 2 counts, Hawaii challenges the rest of the nation to match or surpass us.
Now there's a
and
challenge.
I would like to hear from the delegates of the various states respond later on. Now, the delegate for Hawaii will be Donald Thompson. We'll announce the delegate to the secretary tomorrow when we confirm. Mr. Thompson, Donald Thompson, will serve on the nominating committee, and we need 13 chairs.
Oh, there's quite
Thank
a
you.
Hawaii contingent here.
Indeed.
Illinois Council of the Blind, 8 votes.
Sometimes this delay is also a matter of people finding microphones. I keep trying to describe how huge this room is. The acoustics are very good as long as you're listening over the PA system. But boy, when you start walking around, even with a guide dog in this room, it's just big.
But it's got to accommodate an awful lot of people.
Indeed.
Okay.
We'll make it up for them.
Pardon? Do we have someone from Illinois?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, a delegate from Illinois is Brian Duffelmeyer, that's me, and the alternate delegate is Albert Anderson, and the delegate to the nominating committee is Ann Brash. We need 10 chairs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
ACB of Indiana, 9 votes.
ACB of Indiana, home of the championship, Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, partisan there.
I am the Jerry Coors. I am the delegate. John Huffman is the alternate, and Don Coors is the nominating committee person. And we need 20 chairs.
Thank you.
The nominating
Iowa committee. Council of the United Blind, 6 votes.
Excuse me. Hi, this is Mike Honick. I will serve as the delegate. Elsie Monty will serve as the alternate. I will be the rep to the nominating committee, and we need 20 chairs.
The nominating committee will meet tomorrow night in a closed meeting. That's why we need to know who all the delegates are.
Kansas, 4 votes.
We might remember from last year how we had that little snafu.
This is Ann Byington. I'm the president of the Kansas Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. I will be the delegate. Michael Byington will be the alternate delegate. Michael Byington will serve on the nominating committee, and we need 6 chairs, please.
Thank you.
Just to remind you, you're listening to continuing coverage of this convention by ACB Radio Mainstream.
Supposedly.
Yes, I'm Carol Porter. I will be the delegate. Maury Latour will be the alternate. I will be on the nominating committee, and we need 4 chairs, please.
Thank you.
Supposedly, the Kentucky results Council of the Blind. Nominating committee 15 are supposed
votes.
To be secret, but you always find out.
Representing the great state of Kentucky,
but of course.
Home of the next really great ACB convention, also the home of the fastest women and the most beautiful horses. Hi, Madam Secretary. Dr. Ron Milliman will be the delegate. Our alternate delegate is Debbie Kishwara. Our representative to the nominating committee is Jim Shaw, and we need 24 chairs.
Thank you. Please sit down. Louisiana Council of the Blind, 3 votes.
And the job of the delegate is to poll the delegation during any vote and to report that vote out. So, for example, the delegate from Washington would be...
Is there someone here from Louisiana?
Say, Washington casts X votes for this person, Y votes for that person.
Fernandega from Louisiana. Cynthia Taylor will be our delegate. Grady Ebert, E-B-E-R-T, will be our alternate. And I, Vernon Daigle, will serve on the nominating committee. We'll probably need 10 chairs.
Thank you. ACB of Maine, 1 vote.
The way of
ACB of Maryland, 5 votes.
Pat Sheehan will be the delegate. Al Pietrolongo will be the alternate. And Terry Pacheco will be on the nominating committee. And we need 15 chairs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bay State Council of the Blind, 8 votes.
Good evening, Madam Secretary. This is Bob Hache, President of the Bay State Council of the Blind, home of next year's Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots. I will be the delegate, Bob Hache. Our alternate will be Marcia Dresser. Nominating committee will be myself, Bob Hache, and we need 17 chairs.
Thank you.
The
Michigan Council of the Blind, 6 votes.
Get their votes based on the size of the affiliate. And I meant to look that up in the in our Constitution so I could give you the exact numbers this year and forgot to do it. But that's why you might hear some affiliates have 1 vote, some affiliates have 25
votes. ACB of Minnesota, 5 votes.
Hello. Oh, there we go. Hello. My name is Michael Malver. I will be the delegate. Marion Hasselrood will be my second. And Ken Rogers will be chair to the... Or will be chair. Ken Rogers will be attending the nominating committee. We need 35 chairs.
Thank you.
Mississippi Council of the Blind, 9 votes.
Now, I know there are people here from Mississippi because I was talking to them today, so.
Moving on. Missouri Council of the Blind, 25 votes.
Council of the Blind, Missouri, the birthplace of ACB, will need 72 chairs. I will be the delegate. My name is Phyllis Lovett, L-O-V-E-T-T. Chip Haley will be our alternate delegate, and Janelle Edwards will be our nominating committee delegate. Thank you.
Thank you. Montana Blind and Low Vision Council, 1 vote.
Oh, Madam Secretary, this is Alan Peterson from the ECB Membership Committee. I would like to introduce to you Sean Phipps, who is the president of the new Montana affiliate. Here's Sean.
Okay, as Alan said, I'm Sean Phipps. I'm having to duck to get this microphone. We will need 4 chairs, right? Yeah, 4 chairs. And I will be the delegate. Alan will be my alternate, and I will be the delegate to the nominating committee.
Could you spell your last name, please?
P-H-I-P-P-S.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being a member. ACB of Nebraska, 2 votes.
All right, Nebraska, home of Warren Buffett, the College World Series, off at Air Force Base, and Bill Callahan, Oakland. You can have him back if you'd like. We'll proudly have us as delegate Jim Yurak, J-I-R-A-K. The alternate delegate will be the now retired Jim Feynman, who I don't know if is in the room or not, but he's still retired regardless. The nominating committee will be Crystal Platt, P-L-A-T-T, and give us 10 chairs, please.
Thank you. Nevada Council of the Blind, 3 votes.
Did you say Nevada?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm Jim Cavull from Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world, and we invite all of you out there to spend your money. And I am a first-timer, so hopefully I don't mess this up. But I believe I will be the delegate, and I believe Ralph Sanders is the alternate delegate.
Not here.
And I will be on the nominating committee.
Sir, Ralph Sanders is not here.
He's not here? Okay, I thought he was coming. In that case, I guess it will be me. So if we could have 3 chairs, I'm not sure who else is here from Nevada.
Oh, thank you. And it's his first time.
How many votes did you say we had?
How many votes?
Yes, please.
3, sir.
Thank you.
New Jersey Council of the Blind. 5 votes.
Bill Zimmerman will be the delegate, Bill Zimmerman will be the alternate, and Bill Zimmerman will be the delegate to the nominating committee. There will be 4 chairs.
Thank you. Are you sure about all that? ACB of New Mexico, 2 votes.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I'm Lucy Berbiglia, proud to represent the great state of New Mexico, land of enchantment. And I will be the delegate to the nominating committee as well.
Well, the delegate on the floor.
As the delegate on the floor. And my
alternate.
My alternate is Geraldine Chiuffi, and we need 6 chairs.
Thank you. ACB of New York State, 7 votes.
ACB of New York, Lori Scharf will be delegate. Pratik Patel will be alternate. And Pratik will be the delegate to the nominating committee. And we need 40 chairs.
Thank you.
Big New York contingent.
North Carolina Council is blind. 9 votes.
Madam Secretary, Ron Eller, delegate. Mr. Alan Moore, alternate. And Ron Eller, nominating.
How many chairs?
20.
Thank you. North Dakota Association of the Blind, 7 votes.
North Dakota, the state who only has 600,000 people in the whole state, which is less than the city of Minneapolis, is well represented by 8 people. My name is Connie Springstead. I'm a first-time delegate to the convention. And I will be the delegate. And I'm not sure who the representative is, but Alan Peterson will be on the nominating.
How many chairs would you like?
8.
Thank you. ACB of Ohio, 11 votes.
ACB of Ohio, myself, Lynn Wattell, will be the delegate. Mary Hyland will be our alternate. And Joyce Rogers will be our nominating representative. And we need 30 chairs.
Thank you. Oklahoma Council of the Blind, 24 votes.
My name is Jerry Sue Cooper. See it in Charlie, O-O-P-E-R. And I'm proud to be representing Oklahoma. This is my first ACB convention to attend. And on top of that, to represent Oklahoma is pretty neat for me. I will be the delegate for Oklahoma, and also for the nominating committee, with Leroy Saunders being the alternate. And Oklahoma would like to request 13 chairs, and the 13th chair being in memory of Judy Hansen Poole, who was she probably attended 35 ACB conventions, and she passed away last February. Thank you.
Thank you. I knew Judy quite well. Oregon Council of the Blind, 10 votes.
My name is James Edwards. I'm the delegate from Oregon. John Fleming is the alternate delegate. I will be at the nominating committee, and we'll need 9 chairs.
Thank you. Pennsylvania Council of the Blind, 25 votes.
Madam Chair, this is George Holliday from Pennsylvania. I will be the delegate. Ed Faismeyer will be the alternate. And I will be the representative to the nominating committee. And we need 35 chairs.
Thank you.
I think they're a little
ACB
excited.
ACB of South Carolina, 2 votes.
I hope you're all nice in climate-controlled rooms. This room is freezing.
Is South Carolina here?
Oh, I feel like I need my snow clothes.
South Dakota Association of the Blind, 3 votes.
Hi, I'm Shelley Hart.
And I'm Keith Bundy.
We're co-presidents of the South Dakota Association of the Blind.
South Dakota, the home of Mount Rushmore, the home of wonderful pheasants, and the state where Kevin Costner lives at least part of the time, is proud to be here this year and to have the need for 9 chairs. This is something we haven't done recently. This is the biggest number we've had in a long time. And before I give you the other information, Madam Secretary, several members of my state have asked me to do this in celebration.
Wow.
And now back to business.
Let's push that.
Myself, Keith Bundy, will be the delegate. Deb Versteeg will be our alternate. And Shelley Hart will be our representative on the nominating committee.
I must have got all the guide dogs going. Good heavens.
Keith is quite entertaining. I remember working with him when I was with HumanWare and the whole Braille Notes.
Okay,
circuit.
We're going to get back
never
a little
gave
bit.
Me a dull moment.
Mississippi Council of the Blind, 9 votes.
This is Becky Floyd. We were here. I was waiting on our president to announce it, but I don't know where he is. Our president, Gary Austin, is the delegate. I will be alternate delegate. Eddie Turner is our delegate to the nominating committee, and we'll need 12 chairs.
Thank you. Tennessee Council of the Blind, 6 votes.
Madam Secretary, as president of the Tennessee Council of the Blind, I, Brenda Dillon, will be delegate. Our first vice president, Kathy Lamb, will be our alternate delegate, and Kathy Lamb will serve as our representative to the nominating committee. We need 18 chairs.
Thank you. ACB of Texas, 13 votes.
ACB of Texas, Ed Bradley, president, will be the delegate. Michael Garrett will be our alternate delegate. Michael Garrett will represent us in the nominating committee. And we need 25 chairs.
Thank you. Utah Council of the Blind, 20 votes.
The delegate, hi, my name is Cindy Vega. The delegate of the Utah Council of the Blind will be myself. The alternate will be Bernice Stradley. And Bernice Stradley will be attending the nominating committee meeting. And we need 15 chairs.
Thank you. Vermont Council of the Blind, 2 votes. Old Dominion, 2 votes.
Madam Secretary, this is Charlie Hodge. I will be the delegate for the Old Dominion Council. My alternate is Patricia Beattie, B-E-A-T-T-I-E, and Pat Beattie will be our representative to the nominating committee. We need 10 chairs.
Thank you. Virginia Association of the Blind, 5 votes.
Greetings from the Virginia Association of the Blind. I, Hazel Burton, will be the delegate. Anita Brunel will be the alternate. Mildred Jackson will be the alternating committee. We need 15 chairs.
Thank you. Washington Council of the Blind, 17 votes.
I love my affiliates. The Washington Council of the Blind will have as delegate me, President Cindy Van Winkle. Our alternate delegate will be Julie Brannon, B-R-A-N-N-O-N. And I, Cindy Van Winkle, will be our representative on the nominating committee. And we enthusiastically request 42 chairs.
You. Mountain State Council of the Blind, 1 vote.
Once we finish with this roll, then we move to the special interest.
Excuse me, Madam Secretary. Role. This is Cindy from Washington Council of the Blind. And we were just wondering, how many votes do we have?
One second.
two.
You have 17. You were screaming so loud you couldn't hear it.
Thank you.
But keep on screaming. Is Jesse Rail here?
We do have that reputation from Washington as being the affiliate you need to match for enthusiasm on the floor.
Ah, there you go.
All right. Anyway, as I was saying, once we finish with this, then we move to the affiliate roll call. And, gosh, I can't remember how many special interest affiliates we now have, but it's growing, isn't it, Larry? Larry's sitting here with us, Larry Turnbull. He got everything up and running. Thank you, sir.
He certainly did, and I'd like to express my thanks for that.
Yes.
Jesse Rail will be the delegate, and Nineta Garner will be the alternate, and I'll be the representative for the nominating committee, and we need four chairs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Badger Association, 22 votes. Wyoming Council of the Blind, one vote. Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, three votes.
The Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss would like to thank everyone for our wonderful Dwayne Hodges, who is our first-timer that we have pushed. Also, I will be the delegate. Teddy Joy Renfield is the alternate. And Carol Edwards is our nominating committee person.
Madam,
we need eight chairs.
Madam Secretary, we have a representative here now for the Badger Association. Just a second.
Thank you.
Okay, Richard.
Go ahead, Badger.
Okay. Representing the Badger Association for the Blind from the great state of Wisconsin, home of the Wisconsin Badgers. I'm Richard Johnson. I'm the delegate. Kay Momquist is the alternate. I will represent the association on the nominating committee, meaning we need 20 chairs.
Thank you. American Association of Visually Impaired Attorneys.
American Association of Visually Impaired Attorneys, the delegate will be James Kracht, K-R-A-C-H-T. The alternate will be Lester Ketterling, L-E-S-T-E-R, K-E-T-T-E-R-L-I-N-G. And the representative to the nominating committee will be James Feynman.
And how many chairs would you like?
Our members will sit with their state delegations.
Thank you. You have three votes.
Thank you.
ACB Diabetics in Action, one vote.
D. Clayton is the delegate. The alternate is Carol Edwards. Marilyn Lutter is the nominating committee, and we need four chairs.
Thank you. ACB Government Employees, two votes.
Government Employees, Billie Jean Keith would be the delegate. Albert Anderson is the alternate delegate. And our delegate to the nominating committee is Kathy Brockman. And we usually sit with our state affiliates. Thank you.
Thank you. ACB Human Service Professionals, one vote.
ACB Human Service Professionals. Marlene O'Neill. My dog is right here. I'm sorry. Andy Naraka will be the delegate.
Just a little bit too
Marlene O'Neill will be the the alternate, and she'll also be the representative to you. And
get your right,
we need five chairs.
Thank you. ACB Lions, four votes.
ACB Lions, this is Margaret Johnson. I'll be the delegate. Alan Beatty will be the alternate delegate. Alan Beatty will represent us at the nominating committee meeting. And we need eight chairs for our visiting Leos.
Thank you. ACB Radio Amateurs, two votes.
ACB Radio Amateurs, Mike Duke will be the delegate. I'll have to give you the alternate delegate later. Every time I brought up the subject, they changed frequencies and left me in the static. Our members will sit with their state delegations, and if you've ever wanted a ham radio license and didn't want to learn Morse code, now you don't have to. Come see us on Thursday. We'll tell you more about that.
And who will sit on the nominating committee?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mike Duke will do the nominating committee.
Thank you. B flag, six votes.
This is Rob Hill. I will be the delegate. The alternate will be Butch Arnold. And I will go to the nominating committee. We would like to have 10 chairs.
Thank you. Blind Information Technology Specialist, four votes.
Madam Secretary, thank you for all you've done for the past 6 years. And I am pleased to tell you that BITS, we need 10 chairs. And our delegate will be Richard Villa. Our alternate delegate will be Robert Rogers. And our representative to the nominating committee will be Robert Rogers. Thank you.
Thank you. Braille Revival League, nine votes.
Braille Revival League, our delegate to the our delegate is Gary Patterson. Our alternate delegate is Valerie Stannard, S-T-A-N-A-R-D. Our delegate to the nominating committee is Gary Patterson. And we'll need two chairs, and they will be in the Braille Revival League section. Thank you.
Thank you. Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 12 votes.
I, Fred Scheiger, will be the delegate. Ken Stewart will be the alternate. Bernice Kendarian will be the representative of the nominating committee, and we will need 10 chairs. Thank you.
Thank you. Council of Families with Visual Impairment, one vote.
CFEI will have Deanna Scoggins, S-C-O-G-G-I-N-S, as our delegate. Our alternate delegate will be Cecil Cox, and our representative to the nominating committee will be Patty Cox. We will not need any chairs. Thank you.
Thank you. Friends in Art, two votes.
Friends in Art, Gloria Broderick will be the delegate. The alternate delegate is Harvey Miller. Gloria Broderick will be the representative to the nominating committee, and we'll need five chairs.
Thank you. Guide Dog Users Incorporated, 25 votes.
Guide Dog Users Incorporated, the delegate will be Sheila Styron. The alternate will be Penny Reeder. And the representative to the nominating committee will be Penny Reeder. We need six chairs. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Independent Visually Impaired Enterprisers, one vote.
Independent Visually Impaired Enterprisers, Artis Basin is president. Our delegate will be Jeanette Girard. We need to find an alternate delegate. And I, Artis Basin, will be the delegate to the nominating committee.
Thank you. Library Users of America, three votes.
This is Terry Lynn Pomeroy. I will be the delegate
Falua. The alternate delegate will be Paul Edwards, and I will attend the nominating committee. And we need four chairs.
Thank you. National Alliance of Blind Students, two votes.
National Alliance of Blind Students, our delegate will be John Lipsey, our treasurer. Our alternate delegate will be... thank you. Our alternate delegate is Claire Stanley, a scholarship winner and new member. And our nominating committee person is our president, Cami Vloedman. I'm sorry. It's Vloedman. And we need 15 chairs.
Thank you. National Association of Blind Teachers. Two votes.
Good evening, Madam Secretary, and everyone. National Association of Blind Teachers delegate will be Marcia Dresser. Alternate delegate will be Harvey Miller. And Patty Slobby will be our representative to the nominating committee. We do not need any chairs, Madam Secretary. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Randolph Shepherd, Vendors of America, 25 votes.
Hello, there is Charlie Glazer, and I will be the nominating committee. Artis Bazin will be our delegate, and our new life member of ACB, Warren Toyama, will be our alternate.
Thank you. Visually Impaired Vets of America, two votes.
I'm John Fleming, Vice President of VIVA, and I'll be the delegate. The President, Skip Sharp, will be the alternate delegate, and David Dallan will be our representative on the nominating committee, and we need six chairs.
Thank you. Mr. President, that concludes the roll call of affiliates.
And there you have it. You know who is here. You know who the delegates are.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We all appreciate you doing that. Who calls to the floor?
Margaret Johnson from Arkansas.
Yes, Margaret.
I need to make a correction on our blind lines. The delegate.
If we can have order, please.
The delegate.
I hate to think people are leaving, but some of you maybe, but we do need to have order. Thank you. Margaret, what is your change?
The delegate for blind lines will be Adam Rushaval instead of Alan Beatty.
The alternate for blind lines is Adam Rushaval.
Nominating committee person will be Adam Rushaval.
And nominating is Adam Rushaval.
That's fine.
All right.
Thank you.
Any other items regarding the delegates, alternates, nominating seats that we didn't get to? Who seeks the floor? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening, UACBers. As your resolutions chair, I just want to let you know that the deadline for submissions for resolutions for this year's convention is at 9 o'clock Tuesday evening, July 3rd. That's 9 o'clock p.m. Tuesday, July 3rd. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Chairman?
Who seeks the floor?
Charlie,
you're going to have to get to a microphone. I hate to be severe or stern about this, but we have the assistive listening device, individuals here in the hall. We have ACB radio, and the chair will not allow commentary from the floor unless you're at a microphone. There is no exceptions to that rule. That's fine. We'll wait. I can't believe it isn't 10 o'clock yet, so we're happy to wait. It's okay.
Mr. Chairman, the bylaws are very clear that you cannot have an alternate for more than one entity. There are several people that have been named here as alternates for several affiliates. And I really think those affiliates would need to be contacted, and we need to have a list that complies with the bylaws.
Charlie, would it suit you for us to refer this matter to the parliamentarian and instruct the secretary and whoever can help her to get with the affiliates who have representation of this kind, and we'll get it sorted out and make an announcement about the changes tomorrow morning?
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Okay.
Mr. President?
Yes?
This is Ray Campbell, Chair of Constitution and Bylaws.
Yes, Ray.
Thanks. Judy kind of spurred me on to do this. I'd just like to let everyone know that per our Constitution and Bylaws, the deadline for submitting amendments to the Constitution and Bylaws is 5 p.m. tomorrow evening, Monday, July 2nd. So if you have changes that you would like to submit, please get them to me either in room 2138 or in the Illinois delegation. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Ray. Any other calls for the floor? Carla Rushable, do you have any announcements that we need to hear? Okay. And while Carla's getting to a mic, I'd like to let you all know that Jerry Annunzio has met with the Utah delegation. The delegation does wish to appeal the action of the Credentials Committee, and we'll take that up fairly early in the morning tomorrow during the business session. The business session will begin at about 8:35, if all goes well, and extend, I think it's till 9:15. And we'll do that and other business as we can tomorrow morning. So I just want to advise you that hearing is going to occur, so you'll be aware of it and not surprised or not miss it in case you want to be there for it. Carla?
Yes,
are you at a
Mr.
mic?
Chairman. It was brought to my attention today that the cafe was accepting only cash sales. That was not the intent. After the menu was printed, we had a discussion with the hotel, and they had agreed to allow you to sign your purchases to your room. I discussed it with the hotel this afternoon, and they tell me that will be resolved tomorrow. If this is not the case, remember that I may not always be there because I sometimes forget to eat until 8 o'clock at night, and that's breakfast. But please, whether it be that or it be something else, I very much appreciate you bringing these things to my attention. I want to give you my cell phone number just in case there are things like that that need to be brought to my attention that I can resolve, and make things a little easier. My number is 502-303-7042. 502-303-7042. And I am in room 2332 in the Hyatt. The best way to reach me, however, is on that phone because I'm not in my room very much. And I bet you don't know why. So cash, you can sign your purchases tomorrow. Beginning tomorrow to your room, and if there's any problem, please let me know. Thank
Carla,
you.
Your next call may be from Nairobi.
Now, I've been there. I should have done that, shouldn't I? Oh, well, there we go.
Okay, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very fortunate to... Yes, who seeks the floor?
This is Charlie Glazer. I just wanted
Charlie.
To advise everybody that if they want to attend the CCLVI dance after this session, it's up the escalators, make a 180, and it's on the left, Greenway F.
Very good. Greenway F for the CCLVI dance, which we're not going to hold up for a change. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now go into recess, and I'll see you all tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
That takes care of the first session. I hope you've enjoyed that.